Roundmap's regenerative business framework, balancing agility and endurance. Can you expect a sprinter to win a marathon? Of course not. The two require entirely different skill sets, mindsets, and approaches. Yet, in today's organizations, we often ask people to excel at both, to deliver short-term results with the speed and precision of a sprinter while simultaneously laying the foundation for long-term impact, as a marathon runner would. This unrealistic expectation doesn't just lead to frustration, it compromises outcomes in both arenas. The regenerative business framework provides a solution. By recognizing that short-term and long-term objectives are distinct yet interdependent, this model helps businesses balance immediate value creation with sustainable, future-focused impact. Two cycles, one mission. At the heart of this framework are two interconnected cycles. The value cycle focuses on short-term performance, delivering immediate returns by optimizing operations, driving profitability, and addressing current demands. The impact cycle focuses on long-term sustainability, investing in innovation, resilience, and purpose-driven goals that create lasting value. These cycles are not separate silos but parts of a unified system. The nexus. In between the cycles captures this relationship. The nexus mirrors and aligns the efforts of the value cycle and the impact cycle, ensuring that what happens in the short term fuels long-term aspirations, and vice versa. The current crisis. Too many organizations today are asking their people to do just that, to sprint toward short-term profits while simultaneously building long-term impact. This creates confusion, frustration, and an impossible tension between competing priorities. Talented sprinters are slowed down by the burden of long-term planning, while marathon runners are forced into the frantic pace of quarterly targets. Neither cycle achieves its full potential, and the organization as a whole suffers. This isn't a failure of effort. It's a failure of design. The brain analogy, connecting two hemispheres. The regenerative business framework mirrors the structure of the human brain. Just as the left hemisphere handles logic and immediate problem solving while the right hemisphere envisions and connects, these two cycles serve different purposes yet must work together. The corpus callosum, the thick bridge connecting the brain's hemispheres, allows this synergy. In business, the nexus serves as this bridge. It integrates the rapid, rational focus of the value cycle with the deliberate, empathetic approach of the impact cycle. Without this connection, the two cycles risk operating in isolation, undermining the organization's ability to thrive holistically. From perception to promise. A critical shift in the regenerative business framework is moving from the perception of future value to the promise of future value. Too often, businesses rely on marketing and narratives to create the illusion of long-term impact, while their actions remain driven by short-term gains. The dual-cycle model changes this by ensuring short-term profits generated by the value cycle are reinvested in the impact cycle to fulfill long-term commitments. Long-term investments enhance short-term operations, building trust, innovation, and resilience. This alignment allows businesses to promise and deliver lasting value, building credibility and loyalty among stakeholders. Empowering people through specialization. Just as sprinters and marathon runners thrive in different races, the regenerative business framework acknowledges that these cycles appeal to different types of people. Sprinters thrive in the value cycle, driven by competition, speed, and measurable outcomes. Marathon runners excel in the impact cycle, motivated by purpose, stability, and the opportunity to build something lasting. Rather than forcing individuals to juggle conflicting demands, this model creates environments where people can excel in their natural strengths while contributing to a shared mission. The dual cycle advantage. The power of the regenerative business framework lies in its balance. It doesn't prioritize short-term value over long-term impact or vice versa. Instead, it creates a dynamic system where immediate actions feed into future goals. Long-term initiatives enhance operational efficiency and resilience. The organization thrives holistically, aligning profit with purpose. By adopting this model, businesses can ensure that they are not just surviving today but building a sustainable, equitable foundation for tomorrow. A call to action. Organizations must stop asking their people to be both sprinters and marathon runners. Instead, they need to create systems that empower each to excel in their domain while connecting their efforts through a shared vision. The Regenerative Business Framework offers this solution as a unifying framework. Just as the brain's hemispheres work in harmony to achieve brilliance, businesses that align their short-term and long-term efforts will unlock their full potential. This is the blueprint for balanced success, one that delivers value today while building impact for generations to come. Author Edwin Corver, View All Posts, creator of Roundmap, CEO, CrossSilo.com.